Vineyards are likely to be especially affected by climate change. Gregory Jones is a research climatologist at Southern Oregon University. He says growing grapes for wine is always a tricky business, and climate change will make it trickier.
Pinot Noir is produced in a cool climate and Cabernet Sauvignon in a warm climate, and you cannot produce one and the other without having it affect style, quality, and flavor.
So grape growers across the nation are watching things pretty closely. Drier areas will find it tougher, but other areas actually might benefit. Bill Hendricks is showing me his vines, Pinot Grigio, Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon. Hendricks says grape growers in central Michigan, where he is, Virginia, Missouri, California, they're all beginning to see changes.
They see it coming. I mean, they've, you know, the record year is 99, 2001 also, I think. Like last year, we were about 10 days above norm. This year, we're 4 days above norm.
And as the climate changes, some vineyards might have to switch to different varietals, different kinds of grapes. More than 200 miles northwest of Hendricks' vineyard, on a peninsula jutting into Lake Michigan, there's a wine-growing area called Leelanau. It's known for its white wines. It's always been just a little too cool for red wine grapes. But things are changing. Charlie Edson is the vintner at Belago Vineyard and Winery. He says he doesn't want to call the warmer seasons global warming.
Not being a climatologist, I'm going to answer no. It's tempting to say yes, yes, it's getting warmer. Whether that translates into an overall increase in warmth and expected temperatures for us in the years to come, I think that's still somewhat speculative. But I sort of hope that it happens.
Yep, you heard right. Global warming would be beneficial to Edson. You might be wondering, why? Well, because the climate right now is better suited to white wines, and red wines sell better.
People come to northern Michigan just like they do any other wine-making region, and they ask for reds. And there, we've made some really great progress, I think, in the last 10 years in making reds as the winemakers learn better how to utilize the fruit that we have here. And we've also had a string of really warm vintages.
But right now, Leelanau County is known for its white wines. Climatologist Gregory Jones says there's a real question whether wine consumers will be able to keep up with the changes.
If you're in a historic region that has always produced Pinot Noir, and all of a sudden you really can't do that, you know, because the climate's changed, then you're going to grow Merlot and you're going to do it very well in that same place, but the consumer has to be retrained.
And so Burgundy wines might not come from Burgundy in the future, and wine drinkers will have to try to keep up. At Plum Market in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wine buyer Rod Johnson says climate change has been a good thing for wine so far.
So places like Michigan, which traditionally has been too cold, is now suddenly seeing a lot of different wines like Pinot Grigio and Riesling and even Pinot Noir being able to be grown here. So that's beneficial. Same thing in Germany. They've had great year after great year after great year in Germany where it used to be they were too cold. When we get to the point where it's hurting the wine business, I think there's going to be a lot more hurt going elsewhere in the world.
So if those dry California areas or Mediterranean areas get too warm and too dry for wine grapes, that'll probably be the least of their worries. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.